Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton. I just feel so blessed, fortunate, honored, all the things to come to this space, this intention, the presence here, all of you. Answering a call, following energy, there's so much here, present, so much potential, so much possibility, so much new. The light codes communicating so directly with the unity on this planet. Just this beautiful, simultaneous, compelling rise from the core of this planet and the core of you and me and all of humanity. I just feel so, so grateful, and every day some new experience, new level of wonder at it all. And speaking of wonder, I went for a run early this morning. I think it was John Muir who said, "The mountains are calling me, I must go." And if you lived here, you would really feel what he meant by that, especially in spring. So on my run this morning, on just one trail, one area of one forest, I saw yellow fairy bells, wild yam, pink lady slippers, European lily of the valley, showy orchid, this really precious little flower called smooth rockcress. So delicate, it likes to grow on the top of large rocks. Dwarf crested iris, Solomon's plume, bellwort, white fringe tree, and deer berry. One run, many edibles. Being in nature here is like a constant state of rubbernecking. Oh, look at that. Oh my, orchids, every color of the rainbow. So much abundance and new life, a mother's love, unconditional, plentiful. I can feel the energy of each of these flowers, its own unique frequency. but each one just oozing beauty and love and the joy of creation. And I really wanted to honor all this generosity and wonder by sharing it with you here. And it's really not too far off the heart, the theme, the center of the show today. We are zooming through so many gateways and portals, equinox, Easter, eclipses. And if we are really being present to these shifts and new alignment, there is this calm, peaceful vibration of the Cosmic Mother that has and will continue to permeate coherent hearts, activating a palpable new level of unity consciousness. Humanity is gathering, coming together in new ways, attracting new and different experiences and relations, which can also be understood as reunion. The ascension process we are in at the moment is that of conscious, aware, awake humans forming a new, unified whole. I can just speaking that, I see it and feel it within me. These are not words to me. This is an everyday, observable, and felt experience that is not being driven by Deanne, but organically willed by a higher order, higher frequency, higher intelligence of consciousness and energy. We are being swept up in various ways into the ascension spiral after being in a downward magnetic, a devolving evolutionary spiral since the time of Atlantis, the peak of which was almost 1 million years ago. That alone, don't think it, feel this understanding, this remembrance you carry within the physical form you inhabit at this time. Feel just how new. I mean, the sciences are observing and talking about how this planet is flipping its axis. Well, so is this species. Atlantis destroyed itself through internal warfare brought about by the dangerous use of psychic and supernatural powers of the inhabitants at that time. In other words, ego rather than heart took over. Masculine energy, the consciousness of separation and division and warring and duality became the energy propelling humanity forward. And we have been stuck in that illusion, that consciousness, enacting it throughout many civilizations and eras ever since. Until now. This just, oh my, wow, now. And this is all remembrance. This is all inside of you. It feels so organic and natural to me, like I'm just expressing to you here something I have lived. There are so many factors, contributing forces impacting this species and planet at this time. The most significant felt of those forces and experiences is that of the Cosmic Mother. She is providing a deeply profound complement to our ascension process in this now. perhaps journal. Drop this awareness from intellectual listening to heart, feeling, being. Connect with the Cosmic Mother, or just imagine doing so. If she were rewriting the current landscape of humanity, what would that look like? Cosmic Mother. This can only happen in the vibration this humanity is now inhabiting, this new cycle of unity. The axis shift of masculine to feminine power, consciousness, and energy. I have kind of a journal entry of sorts about experience with the Cosmic Mother, but this happened in real life. I recently met with a new client at a local tea shop to go over his chakra portrait. And as he talked and reflected on his current experience and perceived challenges, this really strange, felt, otherworldly presence entered in. I was sitting across the table from him, and I first started feeling so emotional, just such profound, deep emotion, like at any moment my eyes were just going to start tearing up, and it just kept growing, this tenderness and compassion for this human that I'd only just met. And I really focused on my breath and allowing all this energy present to run through my heart, still mind. This Cosmic Mother energy, it just expanded and filled up the whole room, really. And when I left that experience, I felt like I had just experienced something so holy. I felt like a 1,000-watt bulb, like my cheeks would just explode, all the energy, the heat, the frequency, bliss, ecstasy, heart, so expanded. On an ordinary day in a tea shop with a stranger. Just this tremendous sense of love and being held. Really safe. This energy is an invitation. It vibrates, come with me. Allow the density, this great sorrow of separation, go. Maybe that can be your first page in your journaling about the Cosmic Mother. How her presence would and is changing our world. The Cosmic Mother is providing a lifting of the personal veils. What would that look like in your current reality? There is a power spot out on the earth here in these ancient mountains called a Grand Junction. Pretty sure I've shared something about this energy with you here, but I recently observed something that I not only felt that I needed to share on the show, but something so relevant to our perception and frequency shift to this new cycle of humanity. The purpose of Grand Junction energy on our planet. These power spots just began activating around 2018, and their purpose is to allow our human form to experience both horizontal energy connected to our human experience, how we process and interpret information, the unconscious drive of the mental and emotional body. So you experience your human vibration and influences at the same time as a more spiritual, high frequency, vertical dispensation. A tremendous gift for our journey at this time. These earth phenomena did not even begin appearing, being made available to us until just before the new reality anchored in December of 2020. Okay. So Grand Junction's horizontal and vertical energy simultaneously present. And these Grand Junctions are also extraterrestrial beacons, really strong harmonics, sonic transmitters. I've shared this much before, but what I want to share with you today, new observation, is that as I witness humans in both of these energies, equally present to their human experience and their divinity, their higher capacities, there are two different portals within the Grand Junction. One, the container of the horizontal energy, and the other, the container of the vertical dispensation. And what they pretty consistently reflect when they sit in each of these areas is that it is easier for them to be in the horizontal flow. They feel relaxed, peaceful, like they could go to sleep. The mind is so still. And when they are in the vertical flow, they describe it many different ways, but agitation, a restlessness, saying it's hard to be still and stay present to that vertical frequency. Why is that, do you think? Because the vertical dispensation is downloading new programming. It is utterly unfamiliar to our current operating system. In the horizontal flow, where they feel relaxed, the mother is absorbing, pulling old energy off, quieting the mind, healing old constructs. What happens when our mind is still? We naturally experience peace, even if the outer reality remains seemingly unchanged. But that kind of fidgety, antsy, more electric response in the vertical flow, it really is a bit like getting a jolt, currents of energy not familiar to the human mind and form. And it takes practice. It takes continual experience with the new energy. I just invite you to feel and meditate on this awareness, this information, because it is in the moment, in this vertical dispensation, that the sisterhoods and brotherhoods of light, your star family, I have been and will continue to share details and perspective on these new states. As a species, with the observable axis shift of this planet and the felt perceptions, DNA, frequency shift of this species, we got to understand and begin shaping our lives around a new human operating system. Your light families, all these different star systems are so present. And just feel the delight, dominant desire, delight and dominant desire of these beings to like tap you on the shoulder, turn around, I'm here. And it's really just about paying attention to what operating system is getting the most of your time, your choices, your experiences. Are you being pulled out of the moment and into should and obligation and expectation and routine? I'm telling you more and more in this now, as our frequency continues to lighten, we accrue more light. You can literally feel when, as you're walking, as you're going to something in your world, if all the energy is in the mind, in thought, that mental body, an emotional body, just pulling you into that dispensation of routine, another day, same as it was, same expectation, same should, obligation, nothing is the same when we're in the moment in the vertical dispensation. It's, you feel like I felt when I walked out of the tea house, like everything was singing, all of the cosmos was singing, and my cheeks were just exploding with these bliss codes and joy. It's something that is rising from within. You feel so lit up, and it just, the energy from inside of you, so compelling that it just radiates out. You're a sun, and it just radiates out. And then that center is helping you decide, is your new choice point about what comes next. In a moment, in a day, in your life, in our world. There is no right or wrong about remaining in the denser realities and the old operating system of humanity, matrix, karma, that of the last cycle. But it is to understand that depending on what you choose and give your consciousness to, you will experience two completely different versions of reality. Also, for me, it is such ongoing wonder that I have been working with and taking humans to these Grand Junction dispensations for 5 years now, and I just now felt and witnessed something new that clicked in me, an aha to pass on to you. That is 5D. To be in 5D is to experience every day as like a multifaceted crystal. You are inside the crystal, constantly experiencing new and different facets of that crystal or the reality around you. In 5D, reality and life and you are constantly arriving in new states of beingness. And there's just no place or consideration of mind, no thought. This emoting, just compelling wave of energy that seems to be coming from some unlimited source, but from inside of you. There's another thing to kind of play around with and journal. Okay, so that gives us quite a palette, like an artist's palette of colors to paint with for today's transmission. That and so much more. I'm so just enlivened and filled up to overflowing to share with you today, to support you in this now. What are the gifts? What are the challenges? How can you help both yourself and each other with this incredible arc of ascension we are now in? So we'll pause here at the gate, Golden Gate, Plains of Bliss. That is honestly how I experience this new consciousness, new reality, new DNA, 5D, every day. Pause before journeying deeper to breathe together and create sacred space. Kind of polish the container that we are in with a meditation moment. This meditation dropped in aligned with the themes and energy of this transmission, but also this now. Today is Sunday, May 7th. May will be much more acceleration and also show us where we are kind of hanging on to resistance. So good stuff. The music accompanying the meditation is called A Calling Home by Anne McDonald. Everything present around and within you right now, no matter what your mind, ego, emotional body tell you, is calling you home. An immeasurable gift rippling from the Cosmic Mother to the Earth Mother on behalf of calling a lost and wayward species back to themselves, back to their power, aligned with a truer purpose on this little, much observed and even celebrated little blue ball in an infinite creation. Home is not a place. It is a frequency, energy, vibration, consciousness, the highest of awarenesses. Coming home is a return to self. No more fear. No other. No questioning, doubt, no distraction or pull into dense matter where existence feels like there's always something missing. Nothing is ever missing. And yet, we have to be so still and so patient. And be willing to feel and embody a new operating system, something very foreign, unfamiliar to how we express and perceive in human form. The new operating system is utterly feminine, which is about allowing what is rising within us to develop and manifest. We have been living under a spell. The masculine control apparatus has become so strong and pervasive that we are not even aware of how intoxicating control is in the way we create and move through our own lives as individuals every day. And this has become so amplified to me, this awareness, as more humans show up in my world ready to remember home. We are a species very much in transition.